Jeff, how you doing?
Good,
bud. Let's start off right.
Talk about having a running game like you guys have had the last two games.
Oh, it's been good. You know, obviously, I think Dave's got us a good plan, you know, and got us in and out of check with knees and, you know, got us in the best situation that we could each and every play. And I think that kind of goes to him and, you know, the guys out there running it and doing it and executing.
What was different today with the team from the last time you started and played on offense and everything, and what you saw there today that helped?
We just, you know, no huddle was good. It was fun. It was the first time I've had it in a game. I enjoyed it. But, you know, I think it's just kind of what we've been doing the last, you know, 5 or 6 weeks is just kind of carrying over. You know, guys caught the ball well. Guys got open. You know, when you're able to run the ball and you get into second and five and third and manageable, it makes things a lot easier. I think we only had one or two third and longers, but, you know, nothing bad happened. And, you know, that's kind of what we talk about. You know, don't let anything bad happen. You know, a positive play is good, but, you know, punt's not bad.
It looked like you were really being careful. A couple times you kept the ball and you ran and slid, even for no gain. Were you conscious of, I'm not gonna throw a risky pass?
Yeah, I mean, it was hard for me sometimes, but no, I mean, I knew the way our defense was playing, the way that we were running the ball. You know, as long as I, you know, was good, didn't make any stupid mistakes, you know, balls went to the right places, and you know, we were gonna win the game. And you know, I was confident in the plan going in, and I just kind of stuck to it. You know, like I said, going past the run, run the pass when we needed to, and it worked out good.
What did you and Charlie say to each other after the game?
See you in Arizona, play golf. No, I just told him he did a good job. You know, they had to end up having to throw it a lot, and he played well. But I haven't really talked to him and seen him since he left, so been good.
Hey, Derek, how do you think Mike Holmgren should view this three-game winning streak that – this is a team that's on the rise, it's a team that's improving, and this is what it could have been early on, or what?
I mean, he doesn't know each and every one of us in here yet. You know, he will. But I think it just shows the character of the guys we have in the locker room. You know, nobody's, like I said in the beginning, you know, being in the year, nobody's ever going to quit. You know, I believe in all those guys. You know, it shows. Guys have been coming in, working every single week. You know, and even though our playoff chances were gone a long time ago, we just continue to work and win games.
You kind of wish you had a few more games than one left the way you guys are playing?
I just wish we'd have played better early on. No, but, yeah, I mean, obviously, the way we've been playing, if we could have, you know, strung a few together early on, would be a different situation, you know, and we kind of talk about that, you know, not letting anything slip away from us, and we did, but, you know, I'm just happy the way guys have been playing, you know, last month.
Was the touchdown just mowing press coverage or one-on-one?
Oh, it was a secret. No, he was jumping inside and jumping the slant, so I gave him a slant go, and you know, obviously we were fortunate they wanted to try and fight us before the half, but got a few extra yards. It was a good catch.
And anything like that chippiness in the penalty, you know, unsportsmanlike after unsportsmanlike?
I mean, these guys were just talking. I mean, it's just unnecessary things going on. You know, they're beating on JC, you know, JC when he's on the ground, and our guys aren't going to let that happen. And you know, I think Alex almost hit the ref, I think, or something.
Can you talk about Jerome? Just, you know, the last 2 weeks, what he's been able to do, and has that always been there, or we just, and now he's got a chance to show it?
I mean, I've seen him since college, you know, and we always, you know, joke around, like, what we used to do against them, and, you know, I've seen him play. I was at, you know, after my rookie year, I went back, and we played him on a bye week, and he had, like, a buck 80 in the first half and got, like, 4 carries in the second half. And they ended up losing. But, I mean, I've known what he can do, and the rest of us know what he can do for a long time. And it just kind of became a chance for him to get opportunity to get carries. I don't know how many. He had 30-something today, you know, showing he can be the guy, the workhorse for us.
You guys play Jacksonville next week. How nice would it be to beat, you know, a pretty good team at the end of the season and go into the offseason on a positive note?
I think that team we beat today was playing pretty well, too. You know, they beat the Steelers a few weeks ago, but you know, Jacksonville's a good team. You know, we played them a couple years ago, and they'd be good. You know, it never happened. We never won 4 in a row here since I've been here. I don't know if they ever have. But, you know, we're just kind of trying to continue to do the same things that we've been doing.
At the end of the half, you're just trying to run out the clock, and then all of a sudden you wind up in field position. What was the thought, the transition from going from running the clock out to scoring?
It wasn't really a run-the-clock-out thought. I mean, it was, we'd been running, we'd been gashing them. And we were thinking we could get a run if we got something out, you know, more than 15, 20 yards, and gave us some space. Then we were going to, you know, try and go. We had it 1 minute and 50 or whatever we had. So, you know, JC broke the run. We checked it to a draw at the last second, and, you know, we got out of that. And then obviously the penalties helped us, but we completed some balls and did some good things in that drive as well. I mean, it wasn't – I don't think his thought process was just to take a knee or anything like that.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Andrew.